One and Abner. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Yesterday, Mr. Chancellor's interview with Cedric Weehunt to get more material for the book he's writing was cut short when he announced that he had an engagement with Miss Emmeline Platt. This upset Lum quite considerably, as he figures he's lost out with Miss Emmeline even before his big courtship gets underway. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store and library trying to console his partner. Listen.
Yeah, but, Lord, Mr. Chancellor ain't interested, Miss Emmeline. He just wanted to see her yesterday to interview her, get some more material for this book he's writing about me and you.
Yeah, I know it. I found out. But I wished he hadn't used the word engagement. Why couldn't he have said appointment?
Well, them two words means about the same thing. You looked it up in the dictionary. You said that.
I know it, but I still don't like it. Worried all night long about it. Never hardly slept a wink.
Oh, that's plumb silly. You ain't got nothing to worry about. You're the one Miss Emmeline had in ours, not Mr. Chancellor.
Yeah, but I'm afraid she's liable to change her mind. I don't want nothing to come twixt me and her now. Especially not till after I get my whirlwind courtship started.
Well, you practical got that started now, ain't you? Gonna have that big buffet supper over at your place Monday.
Yeah.
You done got all the buffets for it, and all the invites are done sent out.
Yeah, now there's another problem right there I gotta figure out.
Problem?
Yeah, I gotta uninvite some people I've done invited. And I think maybe Mr. Chancellor's gonna be one of them.
Well, just a minute now. What do you have to do that for?
Well, I got to measuring the floor space over there at my house, and I see now I made a mistake.
Mistake.
Yeah, I figured I could get 10 buffets in there. Two again each wall and two in the middle. But if I done that, I'd have one setting up again the kitchen door and you couldn't get in and out.
Oh, that would be bad, wouldn't it?
Well, sure. Couldn't starve none of the victuals I'm aiming to cook up.
Yeah. Sit there and starve to death right at a supper table.
Yeah. So all I can do is just take out one buffet and uninvite five people.
Well, you can't hardly do that, Mom. Everybody's done got their invites now.
I know. That's my big problem right there.
Well, now, don't forget, Mom. I promised to help you with the vittle, so I've got to be there, you know.
Well, I wasn't aiming on uninviting you.
Oh, good. Hooray for me.
Now, I know two that I don't think can make it anyway.
Two?
That's Mr. and Miss Goshen.
Oh?
Emmett's ailing again. His woman more than likely have to stay home and take care of him.
Yeah, well, that's good news. Well, it ain't for Emmett, I don't reckon.
And Cedric, I know I can talk him out of it.
Oh, sure.
I can get him to eat in the kitchen or someplace like that.
Yeah, you won't have no trouble there at all.
That makes three. Oh, yeah, and then I know another, an Eli White's boy, the one just back from the Army.
Well, you ought to have him at the party, Long. He ain't been back home but a week or so, and I know he'd enjoy seeing everybody.
Well, I know he would, but I don't think he's going to be here.
Ain't going to be here?
No, he's got a pretty good job offered him up at Fort Smith.
Well.
Some big company up there. I think they'll leave Monday.
Well, what can Eli White's boy do in a big company?
Well, he said he's going to be a hydraulic tester, I believe that's what it was.
What's that?
I don't know. Test hydros, I reckon.
Oh.
Anyway, I know it's a pretty good job, and you have to know something to do it.
Yes, sir, I just can't imagine that young white boy doing anything like that. Before the war, about all he ever done is hang around Dad Crockett's pool hall down there. I know his papa was always worried and disappointed in him.
Yeah, well, he's changed now, though.
Well, good for him.
Army's done him an awful lot of good. See, they put him in the engineering corps, and he learned enough engineering stuff to get this job.
Well, I do know.
You know, that's going to be the case with a lot of boys that went into the service. They're learning things that'll give them a trade to follow when they get out. They'd be good men for employers to hire, too, counter their training and all.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yes, sir, I'm just glad to hear that about Eli's boy.
Oh, yes, Papa's so tickled over him. Give him a brand new watch for his birthday.
Well?
Grew one? Yeah.
Well, me, I never knowed you could grow them things. How does Eli do that?
Never said he growed one.
You said he grew one?
No, I never said... I said Gruen. That's the name of the watch.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I thought I'd raise myself a batch of them, put in about an acre of wristwatches down there on the place.
It would be nice.
Oh, that'd pay off good, yeah.
Hear them ticking all over the place?
Yeah, right in with the corn you could plant there.
Yeah, let's see now. With Eli White's boy, that makes four I don't have to worry about. Now, I just have to uninvite one. But who that one is going to be, I don't know.
Well, what about Mr. Chancellor? You said you thought you might uninvite him.
Yeah, but I can't do that. See, after all, he's writing that book about us. It's going to make us famous and rich, so just about got to have him.
Yeah, that's right. If he didn't do that, he might get mad and stop writing the book.
Yeah, and then we'd have to give him back that $300 advance money he gave us. And I've done spent a good part of that.
Yeah, well, I've spent some of my half, too. Read that list over, Lum. Let's see who it is on there now.
It ain't no use, Abner. I've read that list over forwards and backwards 100 times. There ain't nobody on there I can uninvite.
Well, just read it one more time. Let's see how good.
Yeah, let's see. First is Miss Emmeline Platt. And she's got to come.
Yeah.
She's the whole reason I'm giving this party. She's the host of honor.
Oh, well, sure, you got to have her. Who's next now?
Well, next is Abner Peabody.
Oh, there's a good feller to have at a party. Yeah, be sure and have him.
Oh, huh? Yeah. Elizabeth Peabody.
She's nice, nice woman.
Mr. and Ms. Mousy Gray.
Yeah, well, Gussie'd beat your head in if you didn't have them. But, no, wait a minute. There's Idy Long. Look who's coming across the street there.
Oh, that's Grandpappy Spears.
There's your man right there.
Oh, well, I gotta have Grandpap.
Well, why do you? He always gets into a fight with somebody at a party. Can't get through a whole box supper without having at least one argument with somebody. Always goes home mad long.
That's right, Aunt.
Why, sure. I don't believe he could climb up on one of them stools and eat off my buffet no ways long.
Well, he is a little unsteady.
Oh, yeah.
Always complains about the vittles you saw him do.
Oh, yeah. No matter what you set in front of him, he complains about it. And all the time he's complaining, he's sitting there eating 4 or 5 helpings everything.
Yeah, I don't believe I'd have the heart to uninvite him, though. I know he's looking forward to the party.
Yeah, well, you don't have to just come right out and uninvite him, Long. Just, be sort of subtle about it. Just talk him out of it.
Well, we can try, but
yeah,
I doubt.
Yeah, mind out there, so we can talk to him.
Yeah, howdy.
Yeah, howdy, Grandpap.
Well, I got your pigeon-toed invite, Lum, and I'll be there at your spavin-legged supper with bells on.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear it, Grandpap.
Yes, sir, I'll be there. You can count on me. You're going to be there, ain't you, Abner?
Why, well, I don't know, Grandpap. I ain't much of a man for parties myself, you know. Especially them buffet suppers. Them things is too dangerous.
Dangerous?
Well, I sure have to climb way up there on a high stool and sit there and eat off in a buffet.
Oh, that's what you do, huh?
Sure.
I was wondering just what a buffet supper was. Ain't even on asking you.
Well,
never
want to
show my ignorance.
Yeah, that's it. Never can tell when you're going to fall off of one of them high rickety stools and break your neck. I just hate the chance that you're that myself.
Yeah, it is kind of dangerous, I'll admit.
Oh, yeah.
Wish now I'd have decided on some other kind of a supper, but it's too late now.
Well, I'd come to it myself, but my accident insurance policy's all run out. Have you got an accident policy, Grandpap?
No, I ain't.
Oh, my goodness, Clive, you hear that, Lum? Poor Grandpap ain't got an accident insurance policy.
Oh, that's a pity. That's a shame.
Oh, here, Grandpap, let me shake your hand. Might be the last time I'll ever see you on your feet again.
Wait a minute. What are you fellas trying to do? Talk me out of coming to that party? I ain't afeard of falling off of no stool. I don't care how high it is. I've sat on them down there at my nephew's lunch counter for 15 or 20 years. I never fell off in one.
You never, huh?
No, sir.
Oh?
What do you fellas got against me anyway?
Well, we ain't got nothing against you.
Wait a minute. Might as well tell you the truth, Grandpap. See, I made a mistake when I figured how many buffets I'd need. Sort of overshot. So now, to make things come out even, I got to uninvite somebody I've done invited.
Oh, and it was going to be me, huh?
Well, no, not exactly, Grandpap. We was just joshing you, I think.
Oh, well, that's different. Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a good joke, aren't it?
Yeah.
Well, Now, Grandpap's outlaw, who's it going to be?
Granny's, I don't know.
Why don't you just put all the names in a hat and draw one out? That's fair.
Say, there's a good idea. Or we could just blindfold one of us and have them point at a name there on the list. That'd be quicker. How does that sound, Lone?
Well, looks like that's about all there is to do now.
Well, if you pick out a name that way now, will you promise to stick to it and uninvite him?
Well, I'll do it if you call up whoever it is and do the uninviting.
Well, this ain't my party, sure.
Well, that's just the reason I want you to do it. If I do it, they'll get mad at me. Don't matter if they get mad at you, because you ain't giving the party. That's the way we'll do it. Here, Abney, you hold the list, and I'll shut my eyes and point. I'll do the pointing, because I don't want to know who it is myself.
Mm-hmm. All right, but no peeking now.
No, I won't peek. I'll turn my head around like this.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let me get the list up here now for you. Little more to your left. You ain't even hitting the list that way. Yeah, that's it.
Ever pointed to one?
Yeah, you have. Yeah.
Who is it, Abner?
Why, it's...
No, don't tell Abner. I don't want to know who it is. Fact is, I'm going to get out of the store right now so you can call him up. And I'd rather you not tell me who it is till the day of the party.
Yeah, well, wait a minute, Tolan.
I'll be back directly.
Well, Lom, Oh, my goodness alive.
Who is it, Abner? What name did he point to?
That right there. That's the
one. Yeah. Oh, for the Lomy's sake. What are you going to do about it?
Well, there's just one thing I can do. Call up and tell him, just like Lom told me to do.
Are you sure that's the right thing to do now?
Well, I've got to do it, Grandpap. We all agreed, no matter who it was, we'd have to stick to our
wing. Right.
Hello? Is this the boarding house?
No, smell trouble.
Well, I'd like to speak to Miss Emmeline Platt.
Again at the same time for another visit with Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Gene Baker speaking. This is the Blue Network.